Well, that's not necessarily the way it works out. The rain doesn't wash our problems away. Sometimes it brings more problems. Good morning. I'm Scoot. Going back to the old days, I'm Scoot in the morning. Scoot on the air. If you're listening to the show, you are up right now, probably dealing with some problems. And if you want to share any of those problems with us, we'd love to know what you are dealing with right now. I was able to get just a little bit of a nap in there, which it was very, very refreshing. But we're continuing our 24-hour coverage right now of Francine, which I guess is technically a tropical storm at this point, moving inland. And we're just starting to get a sense of many of the problems and the damages from the wind and then the water, the rain. And as much as we can blame the Sewage and Water Board for some things, as much as we want to blame the pumps and the systems, in situations like this, you can't really blame the Sewage and Water Board. You can't really blame the systems because there's just no system that can deal with that much rain. I heard Cynthia Lee Shang. I mean, has she gotten any sleep at all? Is Cynthia Lee Shang, like, still awake? Is she, like, awake all the time? Man, she's really been there on top of this. And so have a lot of the officials. And you've all done a really great job in giving us and giving the people of your parishes a lot of really vital information. And, you know, the people of your parishes like to hear from you. They like to hear what's going on. They like to know that you're doing your job and that you're on top of this. This is why they voted for you. And so I really applaud all of you who have been so available to give us information for the people of your different parishes. So, we'll do the best we can to continue to update you on what is going on. As far as a weather event, I can't really tell. It is dark outside. I can't really tell what a threat this is in terms of weather at this point for the immediate New Orleans area. Now, for some of you to the north of New Orleans, just to the northeast of New Orleans, this is going to continue to be a problem. And heading up toward Jackson right now, and there's just a lot of rain here. And systems, if there are systems in place, systems can't deal with everything. So I've heard about flooding in Metairie. I've heard about a lot of flooding in Kenner. And there is water in many homes. A lot of people are without power. But some people, miraculously, are not without power. I saw somebody with a flooded home, and it looked like they still had power. So, you know, I'm sure if you had a choice, what would you rather have? Would you rather be out of power or would you rather your home be flooded? I'm sure a lot of people would choose being out of power because it's a lot easier to deal with that because the power is going to come back on. If you've got water in your home, just think about the construction issues and the things that you're going to have to deal with. I'm Scoot, and if you want to join us with a comment, we've all been through this before. Some of you may be going through this for the first time. God bless you. We've all been through this before. The storm seemed to kind of, I got the impression that the storm seemed to slow down, or some of the thunderstorms seemed to slow down just right over the New Orleans area, causing just a lot of rain. You know, we were talking before the storm that everybody to the west of I-55 was going to have a stronger impact. But when you look at how this storm wobbled, and it wobbled, I mean, it's bringing to mind the song, The Wobble. You know, the song, if you're going to do a soundtrack for this storm as it was going through the area, you know, do The Wobble, because it wobbled. It was amazing that it really took a different kind of jag, a jag here and a jag there. And the wobbling effect really was kind of amazing. I don't remember seeing that. I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't recall of seeing that. It wasn't a straight line. It wasn't a line that, you know, started straight and moved a little bit. No, it did jag kind of back and forth a few times. Coleman is our studio producer. Coleman, good morning again.
Good morning, Scoot. How we doing?
I'm good. Did you get a little sleep?
Not as much as I would like. I think I dozed off a little bit.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time I dozed off, I got one of those extreme weather alerts on my iPhone. So it went, and it woke me up.
Yeah, that will wake you up. I had the TV on in the background in my office, and an air mattress in my office, and boy, at first I just could not go to sleep, and I think I finally did doze off a little bit, but at least I dozed off enough to be fresh enough to be here and to be on the air, and I appreciate your commitment and just the commitment of everybody here. And I'm going to mention all of the people who are involved in all of the work that goes into the information that I'm able to give out on the show. Earlier yesterday, I talked to TV meteorologist Pate Malone at Channel 4, and he described, I asked him, you know, I said, all of these storms have their own personalities. And they do. They have their own personality. And so from the standpoint of a meteorologist, somebody who studies weather, I thought it would be really fascinating to you know, ask him, what kind of personality do you think this storm has? Or what stands out in your mind about the personality of this particular storm? And he says he was just thinking earlier about how Hurricane Francine is the evil twin of Hurricane Zeta, which hit in October of 2020. October 28th. That's really late in the season. You know, Halloween was approaching. I think we had really nice weather right after that. But Hurricane Zeta was a Cat 3 and winds up to 115 miles per hour. So Hurricane Francine is the evil twin of Hurricane Zeta. I don't remember a lot about Hurricane Zeta.
Well, before right at the beginning of hurricane season, you know, they gave you the list of names that the storms were going to be named.
Yep.
And it just so happens that my first name is Chris. I'm Chris Coleman. So there was supposed to be a Hurricane Chris. So I screenshot that to all of my friends. I said, look, if anything happens on the third hurricane, don't blame me. One of my friends says we won't even hear everything from Hurricane Chris because he's an introvert. He doesn't like to be bothered with anybody. And sure enough, it went from Barrow to what was the D one?
I don't remember.
And I don't remember. We heard nothing about Hurricane Chris. So I texted back like, you was absolutely correct. Chris didn't even want to be bothered with anybody. So he just dissipated.
So it's kind of like your personality. The storm kind of had your personality. This is it's something we go through. And you know, there may be people listening around the country right now and hearing what we're dealing with. It's a normal day for everybody else. And, you know, I do a talk show 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL. And I watched the debate. I took notes during the debate. I really wanted to talk about the debate yesterday, but we weren't able to do that because we're dealing with this storm. And when you have a storm like this, everything pretty much goes by the wayside. You really don't, really nothing else matters. And isn't that a reminder about how much we put into politics today? That, you know, there are some things that even supersede politics. And when there's nothing else going on, when we don't have any other problems, we focus so much on politics. And maybe the great divide in America is due in part to the idea that in America, life is pretty damn good. And we really don't have a lot of, I mean, we all have our personal problems. We all have our personal issues and things to deal with, finances or whatever. We all have that to deal with. But as a country, collectively as Americans, we don't have many problems. And I don't want to get into politics here, but I think this is a pretty great country right now. And we get so invested and so embedded in politics and the hate that goes along with it. We've personalized politics to the point where, man, if you say something negative about a candidate that somebody's supporting, they take that so personally, they start attacking you. And I see it on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And the comments about what I post, you know, it's okay to have a different opinion, but man, some of the ugliness is unnecessary. But the fact that we now in the New Orleans area and in the Gulf South, in this whole area, we can't worry about politics. You know, we're coming together as people. We're coming together to help each other and to deal with this storm. And so when it comes to politics, we've got a problem right now. We don't care about politics. And it shows you that I think, again, one of the reasons that we get so into politics is because we have time, because we don't have the big distractions. We don't, you know, most people are not starving, although God knows there are too many starving people in our country. But people are not, you know, starving on a daily basis. Most people are not. And just the idea of paying so much attention to the nitpicking of politics that we, you know, well, this is what he said, this is what she said, this is what, you know, this is what this caller said, this, you know, we get involved in such nitpicking that really it's because we don't have anything else to worry about. So right now we're worrying about this storm, and we're continuing to talk about this. If you're listening to our show and you're in this area and you've had any damage, or if you want to report on flooding, I would love to get some reports on flooding. Some of you are still awake. Have you been outside? Have you taken a look at your neighborhood? I would love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear about my own neighborhood. I'm not there. I live at West End. That's in the General Lakeview area, but I live in West End. I live across the street from the floodgate. I'm that close to the lake, and I'd like to know how it is out there. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We have some very relatable bumper music planned, as we always do on my show from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And for those of you listening around the country, if you're looking for a radio show to listen to, I hope you'll join us. It's 1 to 4 New Orleans time. It's a central time, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And if you don't have it, download the Audacy app. That's the name of our parent company, Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Audacy app. And in fact, if you download the Audacy app, which is free, by the way, if you download the Audacy app, you can listen to our show anytime you want to. You can rewind the show and listen to the entire show. You can listen to 1 hour, or you can listen to some of the highlights. So, you know, you can check into that every day. I will tell you this without getting into politics. I'm a registered independent. I'm a radical moderate. And I don't have a problem with calling out either side. And our show really is an alternative to a lot of shows that are out there. So enough about that. I would love to hear from you. We're going to get to some of your text messages coming up. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And thanks to our studio producer, Coleman. Cullen Steele is our show producer. And we'll continue to update you on what's going on in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. It was a dark, stormy night. It's a dark, stormy morning for many of you. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue our coverage of Francine on WWL.